蓝天之下有滋润的水泉，旷野之中有歇脚的绿洲。欢迎来到蓝天绿洲。
又到了蓝天绿洲的节目时间了，我是李诺，欢迎朋友你的收听。上期节目当中呢，查尔斯采访了约翰，也就是《怀疑者指南：指向耶稣》这一本书的作者。在节目当中呢，我们简单的了解到这本书呢所要讲的呢都是与耶稣有关的事情，而且呢约翰是尽量的以客观的一个角度去看待耶稣对我们的意义以及他与我们每一个人的关系。在其中呢，他就阐述了许多耶稣人生的经历，以及在历史这个层面上耶稣的存在，包括耶稣的所作所为。但是之前李诺也讲到过，耶稣对我们来说意义是非凡的。那同时我们也知道，耶稣他不是一个普通的人，或者说不单是人，耶稣也是神。我们通常的概念当中觉得，哦，人就是人，神就是神，为什么一个人又是神呢？这些是非常奇妙的。但如果你更多的了解耶稣的生平以及了解基督信仰的话，我相信你会明白耶稣为我们所做的以及耶稣的身份。当然我们讲到神呢，我们会想到神话故事里面那些腾云驾雾的，可以移山填海的，这些好像有超能力的存在。那耶稣这一位神是不是这样呢？在圣经当中，他的确行过许多的神迹，他使瞎眼的看见，使瘸腿的行走，他使得病的人呢能够痊愈，甚至他能使死人复活。如果我们单纯从他的能力来看呢，或许有些人呢就会觉得，哇，这是一位神，又或者是不同一般的人，就是有特异功能或者是有超能力的。但我想从表象上去看终究是不全面的，又或者有的时候容易走歪路，就是有可能你所认识的耶稣是很有局限性的。这种局限性就好像我们中国传统的认知里面的神一样，就好像下雨有雨神，打雷呢有雷神，各种的神呢各司其职，好像人类社会一样。但是我们想一想，如果神也像人一样，那神还是神吗？信神好像是一个很简单的事情，但是你要知道真神是谁是一件不容易的事情。所以通常我们讲说，哦，我们的人生都需要信仰，但是你的信仰是建基在什么地方？是建基在你认为的各路的神仙，还是建基在你了解过你寻求过的那一位真神上面呢？这个中间是有很大的本质的区别的。那在我们今天的节目当中呢，查尔斯继续来跟我们探讨耶稣跟我们的关系。同时呢，上一期节目当中李诺也讲到，耶稣呢曾经代替我们的死，而且耶稣呢是带着使命来到这个世界的。那么他的这个使命到底是什么？又是因为什么他需要担负这样的使命呢？在今天的节目当中你就可以发现这个答案了。接下来我们一起进入今天的蓝天绿洲。
Jesus was and is a real human being. And he is also, has and will forever be, the Lord Almighty.But remember John 1:14, the word became flesh, he became a real human. Real people are complex.
耶稣过去和现在都是一个真实的人，他也一直并且将会永远都是全能的神。还记得约翰福音1:14说的吗？道成了肉身，他成为了真实的人。真人是很复杂的。
You and I can't be put in a box either. But what makes Jesus unique is that he is the main character of not just the Bible, but history. And we are more like the supporting cast. Jesus came with an agenda.
不管是你或我都不能被放进一个框框里。耶稣的独特之处是他不只是圣经的主人公，更是历史的主人公。而我们是配角。耶稣来这地上有他的计划。
Most of us spend a good portion of our lives looking for what we should do. I was well into a different career, a journalist, when I was called to Haven Ministries as the fourth speaker. Jesus didn't have to try and figure out God's will for his life. He came to do his Father's will.
而我们很多人的一生要花很多时间寻觅该做的事。当我被呼召来做福音广播的时候，正是记者工作发展得不错的时候。耶稣不需要试了又试去弄清楚神对他的心意，他来就是要实践神的心意。
But there's something else about Jesus that's unique that needs mentioning. Yes, he knew God's will for his life from the very beginning, but it's more than that. All of history was waiting for Jesus.
但是我们还需要提一提耶稣的另一个独特之处。没错，他从一开始就知道神对他一生的心意，但除此之外，整个历史都在等候耶稣的来到。
It all started back in the beginning. Adam and Eve, remember they sinned. And sometimes we think of it as just a small mistake, eating the fruit from the forbidden tree of the knowledge of good and evil, but it wasn't.
整件事要从亚当和夏娃说起。你记得吗？他们犯了罪。有时候我们会觉得吃了分别善恶树上的禁果只是个小问题，但其实不然。
It was...essentially declaring war. Satan had portrayed himself as a rival to the Lord. Adam and Eve ended up siding with Satan when it came to the Lord's command. It created this great gulf in their relationship.
这是在宣战。撒旦摆明了要对抗神，而亚当和夏娃面对神的命令的时候，选择了站在撒旦的那一边，因而在他们与神之间造成了一道鸿沟，阻隔了他们与神的关系。
When the Lord came looking for them, instead of running out to meet him like they normally did, they hid from him. They were ashamed of him.
当神来找他们的时候，他们不像往常那样跑出来迎接，反而躲了起来。他们因为神而感到羞愧。
Don't we do the same thing when we sin?Instead of coming to the Lord to be reconciled, we hide from the Lord. We don't bring our sin to the light and to Him on our knees. We try to stay in the dark.
当我们犯罪的时候，不也会做同样的事吗？我们不来与神和好，反而躲避神。我们不把自己的罪袒露在光中，向神屈膝，反而试图留在黑暗中。
Adam and Eve did that.Because they knew that their sin wasn't just a small mistake. They knew it was worse. All of creation was plunged into darkness, subject to futility, as the Apostle Paul puts it later.
亚当和夏娃会那样做，是因为他们知道自己犯的罪并不是一个小失误。他们知道后果严重，所有受造之物都因此陷入黑暗之中。使徒保罗后来形容说是受造之物浮在虚空之下。
But the Lord didn't leave them in darkness, just like he doesn't leave us in darkness either. The Lord gave Adam and Eve a promise, and he gave them this promise as he cursed Satan.
然而神并没有任凭亚当和夏娃留在黑暗中，正如他没有把我们留在黑暗中一样，神给了他们一个应许，同时咒诅了撒旦。
Genesis 3:15, a classic redemptive verse. I think it's the first one in the entire Bible. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel.
创世纪三章十五节是经典的救赎经文，我想也是整本圣经的第一节救赎经文。神对蛇说，我又要叫你和女人彼此为仇，你的后裔和女人的后裔也彼此为仇，女人的后裔要伤你的头，你要伤她的脚跟。
Everything sad will come untrue. That's a line from The Lord of the Rings. But it's exactly what we just heard in Genesis 3. The Lord's promise was that one day an offspring of the woman would come to crush Satan's head, and that offspring came. And you know his name, Jesus.
所有悲伤的事都会过去，这是魔戒里的一句话。但它也正是我们刚才读到的创世纪第三章的意思。神应许有一天，女人的一个后裔将会伤撒旦的头，而那个后裔已经来过了，你也知道他的名字，就是耶稣。
Now Adam and Eve lived a long time ago, long before Jesus came to the earth, yet the Lord was already putting Jesus in the middle of world history. Just think about that. The world that you and I are part of, the history that we have learned, it's shaped by Jesus. It was shaped for Jesus.
亚当和夏娃的年代比耶稣早很多，但是神已经把耶稣放在这个世界历史的中心。你想想看，我们所处的这个世界和我们所学过的历史都被耶稣所塑造，也是为了耶稣而被塑造。
When Jesus came into the world, the Bible says it was like people sitting in darkness, seeing a great light. Sitting in darkness, like you and I do when we sin, not walking in the light, hiding from the Lord. But this people that saw the light were not Jews. They were Gentiles.
当耶稣来到这个世界，圣经说，那就像坐在黑暗中的人见到大光。坐在黑暗中的人，就像你我犯罪的时候那样。不愿行在光中，躲起来逃避神。不过 那些见到大光的人不是犹太人，而是外邦人。
And Gentiles weren't a part of the original chosen people. Israel was the chosen nation. But when Jesus came, the entire world was given access to this light.
外邦人并不是起初被拣选的民族，以色列才是。但当耶稣来到，整个世界就都能进入这个大光之中了。
Remember the commission Jesus gave his disciples as he left, and that includes you and me? Go, he said.Make disciples of all nations. The entire world was why Jesus came.
还记得耶稣升天之前给门徒的大使命吗？这也是给我们的。主说，你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。耶稣是为着整个世界而来的。
He wants people from every tribe, tongue, and nation. And until that day when he returns,to fully and finally establish his kingdom, the apostle says all of creation is groaning, waiting for that day when Jesus stands with us, his church, in the new heaven and the new earth.
他要每个族群、每种语言和每个国家的人。使徒保罗说，在主耶稣再回来建立他的国度之前，所有受造之物都一同叹息，等候那一天耶稣来到我们身边。我们也就是他的教会，要与他一同住在新天新地。
Jesus is the most important person in history because all of history is centered on him. But what does that mean for us? Well, for one, it means we better know what Jesus we're talking about. I talked about that with Dr. John Dixon.
耶稣是历史上最重要的人物，因为所有历史都是以他为中心。这对我们有什么意义呢？这意义就是我们要知道自己所提到的是怎样的一个耶稣。关于这一点，我和约翰·迪克森博士谈过了。
John, in your new book, A Doubter's Guide to Jesus, you say that there is a public image of Jesus and an academic image of Jesus. What do you mean by that?
约翰，在你的新书《怀疑者指南：指向耶稣》里头，你说有一个耶稣的公众形象和一个耶稣的学术形象，这个是什么意思呢？
Well, in that section of the book, I'm talking about our tendency to project onto Jesus whatever are our preferences. And academics do this, and the general public does this.
哦，书里那部分呢，我谈的是一般人倾向于按着自己的喜好来投射在耶稣身上。学术界这么做，一般大众呢，也这么做。
Academically, it is well known that for the first 150 years of academic study of Jesus, from the late 1700s through to the early 1900s, there was a tendency to project enlightenment values onto Jesus, which meant we got rid of all the miracles, we didn't worry about those sort of spiritual things, but we turned Jesus into a lovely Galilean ethical teacher who taught nice enlightenment values.
大家都知道从十八世纪末到二十世纪初的150年间，对耶稣所做的学术研究倾向于把启蒙思想投射在耶稣身上，意思就是完全忽略耶稣所行的神迹，不理会有关的属灵的事，只把耶稣看成是一个可亲的、道德高尚的、教导启蒙思想的加利利人老师。
And that whole academic project came crashing down. In 1906, when Albert Schweitzer, the great German historian and theologian, wrote a stinging critique of all that previous 150 years of scholarship, and pointed out this very fact that what scholars were doing was not objectively studying history, but making Jesus in their own image.
一直到1906年，整个学术界的这种投射才破灭，因为有位德国的历史学家兼神学家艾伯特·史怀哲。他写了一篇尖锐的评论，批评过去150年的学术研究，指出过去的学者们并没有客观的研究历史，而是在捏造一个自己想象的耶稣。
And as soon as he said that, it became crystal clear that that's indeed what the academic project was doing. Scholars have since then tried their best not to project onto Jesus, but it's pretty hard to do, and the public does it as well. super conservative right wingers make Jesus into the flag carrier for the super right wing. The lefties turn Jesus into some, you know, soppy left wing politician.
当他这么一说，大家马上清楚明白了学术界的所作所为。学者们从此开始努力地不再投射在耶稣身上，但是并不太容易。一般大众也是这样，政治上保守的极右翼分子把耶稣变成他们的旗手，左派人士则把耶稣变成支持左派思想的政治家。
You know, the materialists make Jesus, you know, the source of all capitalism. The anti-materialists turn Jesus into a, I don't know, a socialist. And on and on it goes. And what the reason for this is we love Jesus.
物质主义者把耶稣说成是资本主义的始作俑者，而反物质主义的人就反过来说耶稣呢是社会主义者，诸如此类的很多。为什么会这样呢？因为我们都爱耶稣。
You know, most of us, even culturally, just think he was fantastic. So of course, he must have thought the same as I think. If I think he's fantastic, instead of allowing him to critique us, whatever perspective we come from, we project onto him and fashion him in our own image.
即使只在文化层面，大部分的人也都会觉得耶稣很棒。既然我觉得他很棒，那就表示他的想法跟我一样。所以不管自己的观点如何，我们就按着自己的想象来去塑造耶稣，把自己的想法投射在耶稣身上，但就是不愿意让耶稣来批评我们。
And part of what I'm trying to do in the book is draw us all, author included, into a kind of humility before the original sources, to listen to those sources and let that shape our thoughts.
而我在这本书中尝试去做的一部分工作呢，就是吸引读者和我自己能够谦卑地面对这些第一手数据，听一听这些数据所传递的，以此来调整我们自己的想法。
Who knew no sin that we might become his righteousness? He humbled himself and carried the cross. Love so amazing, love so amazing, Jesus Messiah.
在今天的节目内容当中呢，李诺觉得非常有意思的就是查尔斯跟约翰探讨的那个耶稣的公众形象和耶稣的学术形象这两个形象的一个对比。确实我们听到这个词语的时候不容易能够理解，哎，这个名词到底是什么意思。当然约翰有进一步的去讲到，这种感觉很像是说人以为的耶稣和真实的耶稣，这个中间一定是有差距的。事实上约翰所讲到的这一个观点呢，就很像中国人拜神的这种心理和心态了。就好像哎，我们需要赚很多钱的时候我们去拜财神，那好像有一些黑社会的组织呢，他们希望自己的成员啊，兄弟之间彼此之间很讲义气，能够非常的团结，所以呢他们拜关公，因为关公象征着忠义嘛。其实从这个角度来看呢，我们就发现啊，原来这些神呢被人限制。当然我们需要明确的就是无论是关公也好财神也好，这些都是人造的神，就像我刚刚讲是为了人的需要而成为神。那按我们的理解来说，神一定是高于人的，既然他高于人，他就不可能随着人的安排或者是由人的意志来决定，哦，你是什么神，你是负责什么，你是管什么的，你的能力是什么样子。所以我想很多时候我们面对信仰呢，需要端正一个态度，就是如果神是神，那他一定不是按常人或者说是按我们人所能够理解的方式存在的，我们只能说是通过我们的所知以及说通过我们的探索去不断的认识神，更多的认识神。但是我想我们永远不可能完全的了解神，因为就像我说的，神超过我们嘛。但是查尔斯再来探讨这个重点就在于说，耶稣是真实存在的，而且呢他对我们人生的意义呢影响是非常之大的。因为他来到这个世界上带着那个使命，就是要来拯救我们脱离魔鬼撒旦的掌控，他为了我们甘心乐意地钉死在十字架上。就像查尔斯说的，耶稣从来到这个世上就明确他自己一生要走的路。如果是我们知道我们的一生呢要走得很艰难，不要说艰难了，可能不是那么的顺畅，有可能我们都不愿意去做的。但是耶稣知道他来到这个世界上，他要在这个世界上走的是一条一步一步走向死亡的，是为别人而死的这一条路。我想除了是神对人那种极大的爱，再没有什么能够诠释耶稣为我们所做的。或许你一直坚信这个世界上没有无缘无故的爱，但是耶稣就是这样，他已经为你付出了。而且每一个已经相信接受耶稣基督的人呢，他们也愿意将耶稣这一份爱活出来，也愿意将这份爱继续传扬出去。邀请朋友你多一点来认识耶稣，来认识这位创造天地的主为我们所做的。欢迎你来信分享你收听节目的感想或者疑惑。蓝天绿洲的节目邮箱是 haven@良友.net，短信号码是13229966122，短信开头请注明蓝天。感谢您收听今天的蓝天绿洲，我是李诺，我们下期节目时间再会。